It's time for the emergency break of the week.
What are you guys doing today to yank the e-break?
Well, Norm is doing the fantasy call of the Belmont.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which,
yes.
We will set an over-under of how long the call will be.
Is it an interesting race, Norm? Are we going to get down, or are you just going to let this one pass by?
George, we are going to get down because the race has come up pretty interesting.
Okay. Okay.
Is it a small field again?
Nine? Well...
Ooh. Actually, went German on us there for a second.
Nine? Is that a good race? Nine?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It's wild. Yes, the e-break is brought to us by Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, we've had several special guests this week. We have Robert Wolanski today, we had Rich Phillips, and we had Mike Ducey earlier this week from Fox 4. And of course, Gordo, believe it or not, Robert, brought up the Bud Dwyer incident.
Shocking.
And he had
Ducey always wants me to.
And he had Mike in a similar situation, except it was a bathroom emergency, and we now have the phrase preemptive notes.
When Mike has his Bud Dwyer press conference, he's going to have rolls of toilet paper inside those big envelopes.
There's not going to be a gun involved at all.
Please step back. This will hurt someone.
What's in Mike's pants?
Now, 65 straight weeks, Bud Dwyer has been brought up on the show.
Only when Mike's here. Only when Mike's
it's
here.
It's not just when Mike is here.
Because he was a huge fan of Bud
Mike,
Dwyer.
No, Mike, it's okay. It happens to people your age.
No.
I can't.
He's written notes to family because this one's going to be so bad.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, my God. You don't know how it's going to turn out, no. So you're just covering your bases. Go ahead and write preemptive notes.
Yes. Feeling a little down today.
Preemptive notes.
Have you ever felt you had to go to the bathroom so bad you had to write preemptive notes?
If the worst should happen. I love you all.
I want you to know where the wills are stashed.
This is not going to be pretty.
They're in the middle
bedroom.
What percentage
of blood is normal?
Sorry.
Oh, that crossed the line. Sorry.
That was way too far.
That was just too much for Gordo. You got to be careful with him.
Oh, my goodness. That was way too far.
Boy, Mike did lose it.
Can I just add, I've always wanted to be part of the emergency break. I've never won one, never had any part in one, but to be part of this process. Because this to me just...
I bet you've been nominated at some point.
Never. Not once. I've been part of David's myriad nominations. But that said... I don't understand how this is considered an e-break in as much as it just sounds like everything Gordon does when he's on the radio.
Yeah,
I know.
That's just great broadcasting.
Sounds like this is what wins you the Marconis time after time.
Sometimes yes, it goes like that, but it's still a stop. I mean, just imagine tuning in and hearing that conversation about preemptive notes about going to the bathroom.
Tune in anytime Corby's on any show or Gordon's on any show. This is just how this station sounds
now.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. All right, well, Mike Ducey is candidate number one. Candidate number two, this is how the Hardline ended the show the other night, and makes you think they're drinking on the job again.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Well, that will do. Thank you very much to the wonderful people out here at World Springs in the colony.
World Springs.
Are you wasted?
Are you not firing right now?
Got our girl's name.
Carrie.
Carrie.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. Carrie, thank you very much for everything. We had a great time out here. For all of your wellness needs, your hot springs experience, your cold plunge experience.
Kirby.
Your pools everywhere. Kirby.
Cordy? What was the one?
Oh, the barbecue? I don't remember.
Kearney.
Yeardley?
Yeah. Yearney? Yearby.
Idiots. Slow this down.
Well, anyway.
WorldSprings.com. WorldSprings.com. Hardline 15.
Hardline 15, indeed. Check it out.
Man, it sounded like they were just about to pass out.
This is the reason THC has been banned in the state of Texas.
That's right.
Right they ruined there. It for Bond all right of there. Us. This show.
Governor's taking control of that situation.
Got to put that one on Corby, I think.
Yeah.
Of course. Like I said, but
yeah,
the problem
started
is.
Started all that.
This is how the station has sounded for years.
It's not an e-brake, is what Robert's saying. Well, shouldn't count as
an
e-brake.
No, that was more e-brakey than Ducey's thing.
Candidate number three comes to us from this very morning show as Ryan Baldwin.
Hey, guys.
Breaking down hockey. Unfortunately, you know that the Oilers have a player by the name of Zach Hyman who was injured. So Baldy just entertains himself during the ticker and can't stop laughing.
Stars lose to the Oilers 4-1 in Game 4 of the Western Conference Final, slipping to a 3-1 deficit in the series. Dallas now face elimination in Game 5 tomorrow night at the AAC. Oilers forward Zach Hyman busted for the rest of the playoffs. He will undergo surgery for a wrist injury he suffered in Game 4. NHL Eastern Conference Final, Game 5 between the Panthers and Hurricanes tonight at 7 for Raleigh. Florida lead this series 3-1. Game 5 of the NBA West. Don't look at me like that. NBA Game 5 of the NBA West Finals also at 7 tonight featuring the Thunder and Timberwolves. Minnesota on the verge of elimination down 3-1. Rangers wrap up the series with Blue Jays at 7:05 at Globe Life. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin, Sports Radio 96.7.
That's just so trashy.
Sir, you're a father now. I expect
Legend.
Better out of you.
Were you just trying to get ahead of Davey Lang later in the afternoon?
Yeah, because I guarantee
Why?
Davey
Does he make
it.
Those jokes? I haven't heard.
Oh, my gosh.
There we have preemptive joke instead of preemptive note there.
And a girl dad on top of that. Hashtag.
So those are your candidates. Mike Ducey, Corby, or Ryan Baldwin. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, hey, boys, I just wanted to tell you I'm really proud of y'all for still running that turbo sweep. Can't believe y'all won as many macaroni awards as Jerry has. Congratulations. And, you know, I got to go with Corby on this one. Baldy ran a good run, but I got to go with Corby.
Okay.
You guys take it easy, Coach O.
Thanks,
hey,
Coach O.
All kinds
appreciate
of care.
It. See ya. Appreciate it, Coach O. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to respectfully vote for Mike Ducey and tell you you're very talented, George.
Wow, oh, that is Lila.
It's Lila.
That's the original Marge.
Yeah. Talked to her in a while. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, it's Cruz and Lito, and I support Gordon's appreciation for beautiful feet.
Thank you. Sure. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Ducey, but I'm sure the V1s have something to say about it. 888-787-1310.
All right, he's opening them up.
All right, open up the lines.
They're already open. That's why we're going to you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, fellas, last night after the clock hit double zeros, I turned to Josh in the booth, and we just held each other for a good 7 minutes. That Edmonton team sure is as cold as the ice they skate on.
Yeah.
Give me number three.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, George.
Oh my gosh, it's God. Brady Woo! Tom.
Damn it.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. Yes. I don't know.
I just guessed.
You just get very good guess. Well, and Robert, very good job on Scatter. It was very funny.
On
very
Scatter.
Scatter.
I live for this moment every Friday.
I'm so glad you live for it. I live for it, too. Make my day.
All right, stop with the breezy dialogue. Just go.
Okay. We're going to vote for Baldy getting a good tickle out of a busted hymen.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Brady Tom. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for candidate number one, and please permanently replace Junior Miller.
No, it's ridiculous.
With more Junior Miller.
Yes, that's what we're doing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Well, and Robert.
Oh, my gosh, you're way behind, dude.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Happy summer. I'd like to vote for Ryan.
Okay.
And I have a special guest with me this morning.
Uh-oh, who's this?
Good morning, music!
Is this Cassidy?
It is.
Wow, the return of Cassidy. You and your sister sound just alike now.
You really do.
Stop lying. No, we don't.
Okay. Well, right. Bye-bye. Well. You were dismissed. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, George. Okay. This is the triple cake for Arizona. How are you today?
Okay, we don't need to start that.
No, we don't. No, no, no. There's only one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, boys. This is your love child. I ain't heard from you boys in about 5 years.
Hands on, loser.
I don't like my new daddy, Rob. Mm-hmm. I'm not really digging new daddy, Rob. Can we bring back old daddy, Craig?
Okay, just vote.
Oh, I guess I'll vote for number one. We'll go with number one.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Moses. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Bud Dwyer appreciation call. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Preemptive note, Mike Ducey.
When Mike has his Bud Dwyer press conference, he's going to have rolls of toilet paper inside those big envelopes.
There's not going to be a gun involved at all.
Please step back. This will hurt someone.
What's in Mike's pants?
It's now 65 straight weeks Bud Dwyer has been brought up on the show.
Only when Mike's here. Only when Mike's
it's
here.
It's not just when Mike is here.
Because he was a huge fan of Bud
Mike,
Dwyer.
No, Mike, it's okay. It happens to people
no,
your age.
No. He's written notes to family because this one's going to be so bad.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, my God. You don't know how it's going to turn out, no. So you're just covering your bases. Go ahead and write preemptive notes.
Yes. Feeling a little down today.
Preemptive notes.
Have you ever felt you had to go to the bathroom so bad you had to write preemptive notes?
If the worst
case,
if the worst should happen,
it should happen. I love you all.
I want you to know where the wills are stashed.
Right. This is not going to be pretty.
They're in the middle
bedroom.
What percentage
of blood is normal?
No.
Sorry. Oh, that crossed the line. Sorry.
That was way too far.
That was just too much for Gordo. You got to be careful with him.
Oh, right. My goodness. That was way too far.
That Ducey. How many is that for him?
That is Mike Ducey's seventh e-break win. He is now 132 behind the leader, all-time leader, Norman. What percentage is normal, Hitzkus?